WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
It's 99.7 Max FM. It's after 7 p.m. Here are the Backstreet Boys.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right.
Backstreet's back, all right.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah,
am I original?
Yeah,
am I the only one?
Yeah,
am I sexual?
Yeah,
am I?
Everybody, yeah. Rock
Don't be afraid, don't have no fear. I'm gonna tell the world, make it understand. As long as there be music, we'll be coming back again.
And more.
No 99.7
Max FM.
Welcome to the Yes, we've had our ups and downs. Been down that rocky road. But here we are still around. We thought about someone else. But neither one took the bait. We thought about breaking up. Now we know.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for this evening's matchup between the visiting Milton Redhawks and your Baraboo Thunderbirds. My name is Ben Bromley, ecstatic to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM as well as on the NFHS Video Network. I'm joined tonight by Christy Feld. How are you this evening, Feldy?
I'm doing well. We've spent way too much time this week, Ben Bromley.
We have indeed. It's been a busy week at the Chamber of Commerce, where we both happen to work here in Baraboo. Tonight we're happy to be watching some basketball, calling some non-conference action. The Redhawks come in at 9-9. They are 2-7 in the Badger Large. As for the Thunderbirds, they come in at 3-15, 2-7 in the Badger Small. And Christy, I understand the Thunderbirds might be a bit shorthanded this evening.
Boy, we're shorthanded again. We kind of ran into that last Tuesday, which was the last time we met when we played against Mount Horeb. We had Deja White was out, Katie Frank was out, the Brown sisters were out. Tonight, as of right now, Deja White is going to be in and playing, which is good for us. Katie Frank is still going to be out this evening, and the Brown sisters are still gone. Sabrina Hartman, who also played a little bit of varsity action the other night, she's a sophomore. She had a volleyball commitment. And this is a makeup game, so you know they didn't know that they were going to be scheduled
for
tonight, and so there are players that have other plans. I think Milton has that same problem tonight as well, because I talked to their coach ahead of the game, and they had a couple players that were out too. So we'll have to see how it fares.
Well, that's good that you mentioned that. This is indeed a postponed game from earlier in the month due to weather. Non-conference matchup that's part of the Badger Challenge.
Boy, and that Badger Challenge was supposed to happen January 12 and 13. The only team that played that weekend was Edgewood, and they beat beat Monona Grove. Otherwise, the rest of the teams were the last team to do a makeup game. Most of them made it up on that following Monday. We're the last one. Badger Large has won every single game except the Edgewood game.
How about that? Well, as for Milton, they're coming off a win over DeForest. They beat DeForest 54-47 on Tuesday. And as for the Thunderbirds, of course, we were here. They had a home defeat against Mount Horeb here on Tuesday night. These two teams did not play each other last year, so this will be a fresh matchup. This being a non-conference, cross-conference affair, we'll see how these two teams match up.
You know, when I was looking at the Badger Large team, I talked extensively about the fact that we have two state-ranked teams in the Badger Small, and I felt kind of sorry for ourselves, you know.
Right.
And the Badger Large has three state teams, you know, both in one in Division I, Oregon in Division I, and Monona Grove and Beaver Dam in Division II, and so they have their own obstacles.
A lot of stiff competition.
Absolutely.
Both these teams in conference and in cross-conference as well. Well, the Thunderbirds come in averaging about 42 points a game. One of their challenges we saw Tuesday night was being careful with the ball, taking care of the ball. We had, according to the stats, they had 21 turnovers last night. Tuesday night, they're averaging about that. And I'm sure Coach Bale would like to see him reduce that, take care of the ball, and not turn it over.
Boy, and you know, when you have similar starting five every single game, and you get to kind of know the players that are playing, and all of a sudden, two of those key players are out, and you have to bring in young kids from the JV, and they have to all of a sudden assimilate into varsity. That makes for some challenges.
For sure. We're going to turn things over to the Baraboo High School Pep Band for the national anthem.
Thank you.
That was the Baraboo High School Pep Band under the direction of Griffin James and drum major Johnny Moon. Well, before we talk about the starting lineups, Christy, I'm going to turn it over to you for just a second. You made a great point before the anthem, which is that the Thunderbirds were shorthanded. They were down two starters on Tuesday night, and they're going to be forced to test their depth again this evening.
Yeah, and then when you have a number of other players that are out, not just their starters, that makes that depth of bench a little bit more.
The reserves are depleted as well.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it a little bit more challenging.
All right, let's talk about the starting lineups.
Now, I spent a lot of time with that coach trying to go over names, Ben.
All right, good work.
I asked her to start the people whose names we could say the easiest. She said, no go.
No, it was worth a shot.
Milton Redhawks, starting lineup. Niley Killen, a 5'3" senior. Kylie Butchton, a 5'4" freshman. Sophie Mazera, a 5'9" senior. Holly Moorhart, a 5'5" senior. And Lauren Coyo, a 6-foot junior, will be the starting lineup for Milton.
See,
for
now, back in Lancaster, we pronounce that Mezra, but here it's Mazera.
Well, she probably said that. I was so screwed up on the first names and the second names. So we'll go with what you say, and you'll,
all right,
you know, and I'll just kind of flounder around like I always do. Already critical of my action.
No, you did all the legwork. I appreciate it.
Our Thunderbird lineup is Maddie Gilbert, Taylor Spurl, Deja White, Caitlin Frank, and Leah Hess.
Very good. We're just getting ready to jump center here at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium at Baraboo High School, non-conference affair. Looks like Deja White is indeed in the starting lineup, ready to jump center with those colorful shoes.
She came out with one untied, and I very quickly told her to get it tied up. I said, I don't need you tripping before you even get in there.
Ball's in the air. Deja White tips it, and it comes away to the Redhawks. Kylie Butchin's got it, and they're going to kickstart their half-court offense. Thunderbirds come out playing man-to-man defensively. Working it around. Now Butchin's looking to drive right baseline. She's cut off by Leah Hess, but a nice little pass. Some give-and-go action heading to the hoop. There was Holly Moorhart. She is fouled in the process.
Caitlin Frank is going to pick up her first foul of the night.
Nice little cut to the hoop. She's rewarded with the dish. Couldn't finish, but was fouled, and she's going to shoot a pair. First free throw is in the air. Rattles out. No good.
I can't even see what her number is behind that hair.
I got 22.
2-2.
I was lucky. I was able to see the front of her jersey and get the number. Second free throw in the air and good. And the Redhawks are on the board, leading 1-0.
Holly Moorhart is one of the leaders for the Redhawks. Honorable mention all-conference last season.
They're able to break some pressure. Redhawks come out showing pressure after the made basket, and Taylor Spurl draws a foul on the sideline, a block.
Killen will pick up her first. Notice that I did not say her first name because I don't want to butcher that.
Thunderbirds inbound.
Everything is phonetic in the book tonight.
Leah Hess has got it. Swings it over to Maddie Gilbert. Gilbert's looking for Deja White. Nice entry pass. White can't finish. Ball bounces around. It's into the hands of the Redhawks, and they're looking to push. That's Sophie Mezra. Gets it to Moorhart in the block. Now they're going to kick it out. Reload. Three-point look from the left corner. Splash. Niley Keelan for three. And it's 4-0, Milton. Caitlin Frank looking to score on the other end. Dribbles into traffic, kicks it out. Deja White, she's got the ball at the right block. Shoots over the backboard, no good. Out of bounds to the Redhawks.
I'm already noticing a difference having Deja White back in there, though.
She got the ball in a good spot, just couldn't finish these last two times down the floor. But that seems to have been a point of influence for Coach Bale, getting Deja the ball down on the block. Well, on the other end, Redhawks are working it around. Another three attempt here for Keelan. No good. But they're going to reload with the offensive rebound. Moorhart ends up with it. Up to the top of the key. That's a three-point look. Off the rim, no good. Out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. That attempt was from Lauren Coyo.
And Kylie Butchin kind of poked it out of bounds. We had a difficult time. The Redhawks are putting on a press. We had a difficult time breaking that press on Tuesday night.
I'm guessing they saw that on
and
film.
I think
and there's a turnover. As we speak, Coyo dribbles down, finds Moorhart. Now they get a three-point look, another wide-open look, and another splash. That one from Sophie Mezra. And it's 7-0. Like you mentioned, Christy, out of the
The Redhawks came out showing full court pressure after a made basket. T-Birds did struggle with that Tuesday night, and there's another turnover. Pass is stolen. Butchin with the steal. Pass to Morehart, and she's fouled.
Yeah, and Caitlin Frank's going to pick up her second foul. That's not...
not optimal. Caitlin Frank, of course, is the Thunderbirds' leading scorer, coming in at about 18 and a half a game. One of their leading rebounders and assist makers as well. Redhawks inbound from the baseline. Mesra looking to drive. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it out. Thunderbirds so far denying the driving lane, but they've been allowing the three-point look. There's another attempt and another hit. How about that? Another three-point hit. That's Morehart. It's raining threes for Milton here in the early going, and here we've got another near turnover. Turns out it's going to be a jump ball, held ball situation.
Boy, oh boy. And when you do team research on this team, that's what you see in their film. On YouTube films is them popping in threes from all over.
We've got a 30-second timeout coming up for Baraboo. That gives us a chance to tell you about our broadcast sponsors who make these broadcasts of Baraboo High School sports possible. They are Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance / Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Well, the T-Birds are coming off a rough 40-point loss here Tuesday night. Not the start Coach Bale was looking for, down 10-0 in the early going.
Well, and they have a timeout, and that's hopefully a chance to regroup and get reset and
indeed
get some points on the board. Excuse me.
Barry was going to inbound from the sideline. Again, the Redhawks come out showing full court man-to-man pressure. They're going to make Baraboo work their way out of this. They're going to have to get loose for a couple layups and get them out of this pressure, but that's not going to do it. There's a turnover. Yet another turnover for the T-Birds. Here come the Redhawks looking to push. That's a nice pass across court. Oh,
wow.
Nile Kylan with a nice find. She got Mesra under the hoop
for
a reverse.
Oh, I had that for 12. That was three.
Layup. Well, they called Mesra on the PA.
Okay.
I think you might have been right, though. It might have been Butchin.
I thought that was... I really did. I'm going to give it to her.
All right, let's do that. We're both going to do that.
Because I found out earlier in the week that we were right in our scorebook, so I'm going to do that again.
This is true. We're on a roll. Baraboo inbounds. That's Taylor Spurl. And the Thunderbirds just need to get into their half-court offense here. They had a couple nice looks for Deja White in their first two possessions, but they've turned it over every time down since. Caitlin Frank on the drive. She's in the lane. She gets a little look at the hoop off the backboard and rim. No good. Ball's knocked around. Deja White's got the offensive rebound. She misses but is fouled and will shoot two.
And that's exactly what we need Deja White for. If you could have watched that or if you are watching us, her arm went extended. She was able to grab that rebound. She gets to go to the line for two.
This will be Baraboo's first chance to get on the board. They trail 12-0.
Kylie Butchin picks up her first second team foul for Mount Horeb.
Splash
Milton
for Deja White.
Excuse me.
And Baraboo is... oh, I thought that was a splash. Did that just hit the front of the rim?
Okay,
Or front of the net?
No.
In any event...
No.
Okay, now they gave you the point.
We're good, man.
Baraboo's got the offensive rebound. Maddie Gilbert corralled it. They're looking inside for White again. She kicks it over to Spurl for a three-point look. Off the back iron, no good.
Oh,
but there's
beautiful.
Caitlin Franklin. Nice offensive rebound. Put back, no good. Another offensive rebound for Frank. Sweet dish on the interior to Taylor Spurl. She finishes off the backboard.
Boy, she got into heavy traffic, was able to push it off to Taylor Spurl. Easy, quick two.
Thunderbirds have their first field goal. It's 14-3. Now they settle back into their half-court defense, and they allow a wide-open three for Lauren Coyo, and that is good. T-Birds seem to have been determined to cut off the passing lanes and the driving lanes, but allow that three, and so far, Milton is making them pay.
They are. They've had four uncontested.
Taylor Spurl now on the drive. Picks up her dribble. He has a nice little hook shot. How about that? Your point guard going old school with the hook shot from the left block. Taylor Spurl has four.
And back-to-back baskets for Taylor.
I love a guard who can work it in the post.
Indeed.
Somewhere, Bo Ryan is smiling. Here's another wide-open three look. No good for Morehart. Rebounded by Maddie Gilbert. And the upside, when Milton misses, they don't get to set up that full-court pressure. Here comes Baraboo trailing by a dozen, 14 minutes left, first half. Taylor Spurl picks up her dribble, finds Caitlin Frank on the right wing. She's looking to drive. She's in the lane. Left-hand flip, no good. Blocked by Coyo, out of bounds. Baraboo will keep it.
I have to look at my stats to see how tall Coyo is.
I've got her at 6 feet even. All right, we got a full timeout coming up here. for the Thunderbirds. Gives us a chance to talk about the other varsity action in Baraboo High School sports. Boys basketball coming off two road wins already this week. They're going to try to get one more at Toma tomorrow at 5 p.m. Then they'll be hosting Mount Horeb right here on Tuesday. John Gunnell and I will bring you that broadcast on these same channels Tuesday evening. Boys swimming is at Shorewood tomorrow, and they'll be at Edgewood on Tuesday. The gymnastics team is taking on Monona Grove this very night as we speak, and they'll be at Wanakee on Tuesday. Girls hockey, the Lightning, are at Beaver Dam tomorrow. They'll host Stoughton on Tuesday, and boys hockey is going to take on Edgewood at Verona on Tuesday.
All right, here comes my bookkeeping issue. I'm missing one foul for...
Ooh, I have not been tracking fouls.
Okay.
I can't help you.
That's all right.
Well, maybe we'll pick up another one and we'll catch up.
Oh, that's logic.
There's
the Ben Bromley Basketball School of Logic.
Let
you know
someone
what, Ben?
Else do your work
I don't
for
know
you.
What you got for Christmas, but you know what I got?
A scorebook?
A Mark V basketball
Ooh,
scorebook.
Nice.
How exciting is that? It's the only thing that I asked Santa to bring.
And look at
I was good like 3 days in December, right before Christmas, so that maybe I had a chance.
And it's immaculately kept, if I may say so.
So I don't know. I would like you to invite me to come again next year because I'm only going to have a couple games in that book.
We're ready to get back to action. Baraboo with a baseline inbound. It is intercepted and going the distance the other way is Morehart. So the T-Birds are once again coming out of a timeout, committing a turnover. This one leading to a bucket. 19-5, Milton. T-Birds able to break the full court pressure this time. Caitlin Frank looking to drive. Now she finds Deja White in the lane, off the backboard. That's good.
Boy, and that was a perfect pass, perfect basket.
That's how you beat a press. Get up court
Indeed.
And score in the paint. 19-7. Milton now working its half-court offense against that man-to-man defense from the T-Birds. T-Birds have been sagging off, allowing the perimeter shot. Milton's been very effective from beyond the arc. But here we have a travel. Koyo walks with the ball. Turnover for Milton. Meanwhile, we'll have Peyton Stelzer checking in for the Thunderbirds, replacing Deja White.
Peyton Stelzer got quite a bit of playing time the other night when Deja White was out with her ankle injury.
Full court pressure once again. Baraboo gets the inbound to Caitlin Frank. She passes out of a double team. Maddie Gilbert's got it across the timeline. She's looking to dribble. Now she'll pick it up. T-Birds will set up their half-court offense. Ooh, but that pass is nearly intercepted. Frank comes away with it. Maddie Gilbert's going to fire. Three ball from the left wing. Off the bracket. No good. Stelzer attempted to grab that offensive rebound. No good. Instead, the Milton's going the other way for a nice fast break conversion by Sophie Mesra.
Quick dish, and Sophie was able to put it up for two.
And there's a near steal. There is a steal on the inbound. Once again, Milton with a steal, and they've got a shot at the hoop from the lane. No good. Baraboo comes down with the rebound. Caitlin Frank wants to go the distance. She'll do just that, kissing it off the glass for two. And that's her first bucket for the T-Birds' leading scorer. Milton walks it up. Now looking to penetrate. Morehart with a nice dish. That's a nice give-and-go action between Morehart and Koyo. Koyo's fouled on the shot attempt. She's going to shoot a pair.
That one's going to go on Peyton Stelzer, if I'm not mistaken. Boy, when I'm one step away ahead of Dave Hosley, that's good.
So Koyo steps to the line. She's got 3 points so far on an early triple. First free throw attempt is a swish. And Deja White's going to check right back in and replace Leah Hess.
Well, she's a 52% free throw shooter, so I'm thinking she's probably going to miss this one. I'm not even going to color it in.
I mean, the odds would tell you.
Yes. You're only 50-50, kid.
Second is in the air. Oh, but it's a swish. That shows what we know.
Mm-hmm.
So much for the laws of probability. Baraboo again looking to break that press, and they're having a hard time with it. This ball is stolen away. Another steal for the Redhawks. Morehart now finds Koyo. Left block. Kisses off the glass. That is too easy. And it's 25-9, Milton. Inbound pass. Stolen. Layup opportunity for Morehart. That's good.
Oh, this press is killing us.
Baraboo struggling, and there's another pass knocked around, stolen. Kicking out now, and now looking to drive after passing up the threes. Morehart, she slips, and they're going to reset their half-court offense. Milton's press driving the Thunderbirds crazy here in the first half. Driving baseline is Keelan. Shot's no good, but there's an offensive rebound. Oh, shot is blocked. In the lane, Taylor Spurrow comes away with it. She's looking to push. She's in a double team there. The ball's knocked out of bounds. Off the Redhawks to the Thunderbirds, and Milton's going to send in four subs.
Oh, boy, we have a line change.
We certainly do. So with 11 and a half to go, first half, it is Milton 27, Baraboo 9, and clearly the defensive intensity of the Redhawks has been the story. That
Absolutely.
And their three-point shooting. Baraboo inbounds. They got Caitlin Frank on the left wing. She fires inside. Deja White's got an opportunity. Shot looked like it might have been blocked, but Taylor Spurl's there with the offensive rebound. Put back, no good. Golden opportunity missed. Here come the Redhawks. They're looking to run. Now on the drive. That's Zerwinski. They find Keelan over for an outside shot. No good. Taylor Spurl's got another rebound, and she'll dribble it up. Rebounder and point guard. Taylor Spurl's doing it all. And on the other end, Caitlin Frank drives, and what's the call going to be? It's going to be a block, which is good news for the T-Birds. She's got two fouls already. That one could have gone either way.
I would have said something, but I was holding my breath.
Well, the block charge is the toughest call in the game. That one definitely was a borderline. So that's a break for the T-Birds, keeping Caitlin Frank on the floor. Substitution coming in for the Red Hawks. Brooklyn Hill checks in. She replaces Nyalie Keelan.
I was thinking we wouldn't be able to do a line change tonight, hardly, would we? we don't have that kind of depth of bench.
Subs, not tonight anyway. Inbounds to Deja White. She gets it back to Spurl for a 17-foot jumper. No good. Rebound. It comes down to Hill. She finds Allison Coyo, and she scores from the right block.
Boy, a little hesitation by Allison, and it worked out perfectly. She gets 2 points.
29-9, Red Hawks. Now Caitlin Frank, though, goes the distance. Coast to coast for Caitlin Frank, her second bucket.
Caitlin Frank is on the road to 1,000 points.
That's
Remember, her
right.
mom shared that with us the other night. I think she had about 20 to go, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well,
unofficially.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, yes.
We'll have to see if that happens.
Here's another three-point look for the Redhawks. Gibson Krieger misses. Now Caitlin Frank comes away with a loose ball, and she is fouled as she brings the ball up the floor. Leah Hess is about to check back in for the Thunderbirds. They got Allison Coyo with the foul. That is five team fouls on the Redhawks. Hess replaces White. T-Birds now setting up their half-court offense. T-Birds trailing by 18. They find Peyton Stelzer and on the block. She kicks it out, finds Gilbert. Back out to Spurl. Leah Hess, top of the key. Over to Caitlin Frank, left wing. Now she's looking to drive. Left side, baseline. Kicks it out to Maddie Gilbert for a three-point look. From the right wing, no good. Into the hands of Kaylin Stockman. She's picked up in the lane. Kicks it out. Three-point look for Allison Coyo. Off the rim, no good. Taylor Spurl with another rebound.
Boy, she's been all over the place tonight, both offensively and defensively.
Caitlin Frank again looking to dribble. Oh, she's got Leah Hess in the lane. Couldn't quite corral that pass. And Baraboo will reload, look for another opportunity. Here's Leah Hess, right block. Stepped on the end line. Turnover, Baraboo.
I know we haven't put points on the board, but we're having a better success rate working it inside, and that is impressive.
Breaking that press.
Mm-hmm.
At least getting into the offense.
Right.
Red Hawks work it up. Walk it up, I should say. They lead 29-11. We've got 9 minutes left in the first half. Looking to drive into the lane. Floater, no good for Zerwinski. Putback is good. That was Allison Coyo. She's got 4 points off the bench.
She grabbed the rebound, took a couple dribbles, poked it back in.
Thunderbirds looking for an answer here, trying to get back into this game before halftime. Trailing by 20, less than 9 minutes to go first half. Caitlin Frank fakes the perimeter shot, drives in, scores,
Whoa.
And draws the foul. An and one opportunity for Caitlin Frank. And looking to check in, I think we have Cassidy Gates ready to come in. She is indeed going to come in and replace Maddie Gilbert. We talked at the outset, Baraboo is down a starter and down a couple of bench players as well. Their depth has been tested this week. Only a couple, what do we have, four subs suited up this evening?
Right.
Caitlin Frank finishes the three-point play, so she's got seven, and Baraboo is within 17. Oof, Caitlin Frank is playing with fire with her defense beyond the arc. Got to be careful with two fouls. And there she just picked up number three, going for a reach.
Ah. That was on my talking point at the beginning that I never said. We got to be careful about getting into foul trouble.
Smart with fouls. And just like that, Deja White's going to come right back in. Oh, but she's not getting Frank. She's getting Leah Hess. Red Hawks are going to inbound from the baseline under their own basket. Coach Bale's going to let it ride and keep Caitlin Frank on the floor. Fake shot and nice looking drive. Sweet move. Caitlin Stockman faked the three, rolled right to the rim for an easy two. Cassidy Gates in the game looking to drive. She'll kick it out to Frank, right wing. Frank's going to fire for three. It's long. Rebound, Red Hawks. That was Krieger. She kicks it over. Red Hawks working it around the perimeter feverishly. They get a wide open look from the right corner. That's no good for Brooklyn Hill. And a foul on the Red Hawks on the rebound.
Sawinski is going to pick up her first.
And it's one and one time. Peyton Stelzer is going to get a chance to score on a bonus opportunity. That's one upside for the T-Birds. They're going to be in the bonus here the final 8 minutes of the first half.
That is a bonus.
Hey-o. So Peyton Stelzer has been getting increased playing time. She was in the starting lineup Tuesday, and she's one of the early players off the bench here tonight, despite just being a sophomore. Free throw is good. That's a big hit. Gives Taylor Spurl, or Peyton Stelzer, a second opportunity.
They have a Krieger on their team, and I said, that's spelled Kruger in Baraboo, and Peyton's grandma and grandpa are Kruger.
Second free throw, bounces around and out. No good.
You got to do family trees when you sit with me.
Red Hawks rebound. Swinging it around. That's another three-point look from the left wing. That's no good for Krieger. Caitlin Frank's got the rebound.
One-on-one.
Looking to push. She eschews the pass, goes for the drive, and turns it over.
I thought for a second she was going to pass it off to Cassidy Gates, but she held on.
That might have been a good idea, but easy to say in retrospect. So the T-Birds fall back defensively. Milton will walk it up. They lead by 18. 7.5 to go first half. That's Galen Stockman handing to Allison Coyo. Now she's looking to drive on White. Left side. Flip off the backboard and good. Allison Coyo continues to do great work off the bench for Milton.
Their sixth point of the night.
And we have a line change. Five subs waiting to come in for the Redhawks. Caitlin Frank dribbles it off the foot of a defender. Burble will keep it. We'll have five new Red Hawks checking
in. So Baraboo schools were off today.
Correct.
And so it made me wonder, I was wondering today as I was thinking about the game, is it better to be at school on game day, or is it better to have a day off?
That's a great question.
On game day.
Great question. You can be well rested, but maybe you're a little off your routine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Baraboo inbounds. Trying to beat this man-to-man defense from the Red Hawks. They've been stingy thus far, averaging only 15 points. Here's Deja White getting a nice entry pass and trying to shoot from the right block and drawing a foul in the process.
Lauren Coyo is going to pick up her first. She gave the ref kind of a funny look, but it looked pretty looked like an easy call from way up in the nosebleed section where we sit.
We get a lot of those. You put stripes on, you start getting weird looks. White's first attempt rattles in.
Is it stripes that is getting you the weird looks, Ben, or is it just...
just my appearance in general,
just
perhaps.
You?
Deja White's got, we got 3 points, 4 points for Deja. Second
yep.
attempt is in the air.
Five.
That's good as well. She converts a pair, and we've got a 30-second timeout coming up.
I think it was Sam Terry who told me that when you had a day off, from school, it kind of gave you a little bit too much thinking time.
Yeah, right.
You know, and
that's
and
the last thing
it was hard.
More time to think.
Right.
Well, let's run down our broadcast sponsors that make possible these broadcasts of Baraboo High School Sports. They are Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance / Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Getting ready for action here. The Milton Redhawks lead Baraboo 35-17. We are just one tick under 7 minutes to go in the first half. The Redhawks are going to have the ball here. They'll be inbounding and walking it up the floor. Thunderbirds here looking for a spurt, get back in this game before halftime. They continue to play man-to-man defense. And there's a turnover. Baraboo defense comes away with a steal for Cassidy Gates. Ooh, but it's her pocket is in turn picked. And it's a three-on-three opportunity for the Redhawks. Shot's no good. Deja White is there for the rebound.
Again, those long arms were able to get over everybody else and pull it down.
Having 6'2" Deja White out there to grab rebounds. But this loose ball is going to be off the Thunderbirds to the Redhawks. They continue to work it around. Mesra kicks it out, and we're going to reload out of the T-Bird logo. Swing it around to Keelan. Keelan finds Moorhart. Back to Keelan. Here's Coyle looking to drive. Shot is blocked by Deja White.
She tried to get it back, and Deja White wouldn't give it to
She's
her.
She's definitely initiating contact after the rebound.
She is.
Taylor Spurl on the drive. She's going to pop, stop and pop from 15 feet. No good.
Put back. Oh, yeah.
That is good. Deja White with a nice offensive rebound and put back. So she's got 7. Been the T-Bird lead performer here so far in the first half. It's 35-19. Meanwhile, the T-Birds seem to have clamped down a little better on that three-point shot. We haven't seen as many wide-open looks. As soon as I said it, there's one. That one's on me. Moorhart with a wide-open three-point look. She splashes it.
I'm glad you can still talk because I slapped him in the back trying to knock the wind out.
As the words came out of my mouth. Taylor Spurl hands to Maddie Gilbert, left wing.
What else you want to call, Ben?
Well, let's hope Caitlin Frank stays out of foul trouble. How about that?
Yes.
T-Birds operating patiently against this half-court defense, but there's a steal. That's Moorhart. Stealing going the distance. Her layup attempt is unsuccessful, but she is fouled by Taylor Spurl, and she'll shoot a pair. It's Milton 38, Baraboo 19.
Freshman Taylor Spurl. We have 3 more years to watch her, and she is going to knock it out of the park. I can feel it.
Like you said earlier, she's been all over the stat sheet with rebounds and a couple of buckets. Bright future for her. First free throw attempt is no good.
Okay, I'm voting for no long hair because I can't see their numbers.
Can't see the numbers, yeah, unless they're facing you. I believe this is Moorhart.
Thank you.
Second attempt is good. That is indeed 22, Holly Moorhart. She is the leading scorer for the Redhawks. Caitlin Frank now on the dribble. Kicks it out. Wide open. Ooh. Maddie Gilbert. Three-point look. Right wing. Rattles out. Good look.
It was.
Good looking shot. Just didn't drop. Here come the Redhawks. Jump shot no good for the Redhawks. Cassidy Gates has the rebound. She finds Caitlin Frank. Runout attempt. Shot attempt, no good. She's on the floor. Here come the Redhawks. Kicking it out. There's Moorhart faking the three. Now looking to drive, and she passes it out of bounds. Turnover, Milton. And checking in for the T-Birds, we'll have Leah Hess and Peyton Stelzer, replacing Deja White and Cassidy Gates.
Actually, that's been a pretty nice rotation that he's been able to do back and forth.
Right. Just two bench players we haven't seen so far. We haven't seen Maritza Ramirez or Taylen Bell just yet, but I suspect we will. And Lauren Coyo checks out for the Redhawks. 20-point game, 4 minutes to go first half. Caitlin Frank dribbling through a double team is fouled. And Feldy is gesticulating. Would you care to put any words with those?
No words gestures? Are coming out.
They might be the kind of words that the FCC doesn't allow us to use.
I want quick passes to break that press. Boom, boom, boom.
All right. We got a substitution here for the Redhawks. Kylie Butchin checks out, and that is Gibson Krieger coming in. Frank's free throw attempt. No good. Here come the Redhawks. Krieger gets it over to Stockman. Stockman on the dribble. Finds Allison Coyo. She wants to drive baseline. Nice pass along the baseline to her teammate, Morgan Searing. No good. And the ball comes away to the Redhawks, but that's going to be a travel. They got Sophie Mesra with a travel. Baraboo ball. They're going to be facing full court pressure here.
And all right, here we go.
Man-to-man full court pressure coming up from the Redhawks. Inbound is made to Caitlin Frank, and they backed out of that pressure pretty quickly.
They did.
3.5 minutes to go, 20-point game. Milton leading Baraboo. Caitlin Frank on the drive, left side, off the glass, no good. Batted around, Taylor Spurrell's got the loose ball and draws a foul before the shot.
I think she got a little push, like she was going to, was a running back and needed to make a first down.
So the Redhawks, they have been in a bit of foul trouble here in the first half. They're putting Spurrell at the line. That is the team's 10th foul of the half, so Baraboo will shoot two for the final 3.5 minutes of the half. First one is in the air from Taylor Spurrell, and good. She has five. Deja White is checking back in for the T-Birds.
I love watching Hess. The patterns of the players when they're at the free throw line and what they do to get.
And Cameron Jawinski checks in, replacing Sophie Mesra. Spurrell dribbles, prepares her second free throw attempt. It is in the air, and it rattles in.
It works for her.
For sure. She's had a strong first half. It's 39-21. Milton leading Baraboo. Now Keelan on the other end finds a wide-open three-point shooter. That's Krieger. No good. Off the rim. White taps it over to Spurrell. Here come the T-Birds. Spurrell's going to stop and pop from the left wing for three. No good. Keelan comes away with the rebound. She's looking to run. Two on two. Sweet pass. Great pass from Keelan down to Jawinski. No good. But
tried to put it back up. Got blocked by Deja White.
They get a reload as a three-point look from the wing. That also is no good. Keelan somehow grabs an offensive rebound.
Holy smokes.
She's 5'3".
I was going to say, she's just petite way down there in the land of the Giants.
But she scores in the lane on a putback, and it's 41-21. Caitlin Frank on the drive, shoots from the right elbow, off the back iron, no good, but she gets her own rebound. And we'll restart this T-Bird half-court offense. She finds Deja White under the hoop, and she walked.
Good idea, though.
Yep, good find. She was just kind of trapped under the hoop and walked in the process. Milton's going to inbound and walk it up. 2.5 minutes to play. Redhawks 41, Thunderbirds 21. We got a loose ball in the lane. Taylor Spurrell comes away with it. Who else? In the absence of Cadence Funmaker, she's done a great Cadence Funmaker impression.
She has. And she does not hesitate to take it to the basket. I love that.
Down to 2 minutes to go. First half, Baraboo trails by 20. They continue to operate methodically on offense. Frank finds Maddie Gilbert. She's a three-point threat, especially from that spot. Picks up her dribble, finds Frank in the corner. Dribbling into traffic, kicking it out to Stelzer. Stelzer looked like she was trying to get into the lane. She is tied up by Coyo. Allison Coyo, that is, and the possession goes over to Milton. We're now down to just about a minute and a half to go, first half. Milton leads Baraboo by 20. In this non-conference affair, Milton representing the Badger large, Baraboo the Badger small. Kaylin Stockman, baseline jumper. No good. Off the hand of Caitlin Frank. Redhawks will keep it. First, they're bringing in a sub. Holly Moorhart checks back in. She's had a big first half. I've got her for 12.
Yep. I'm doing my I'm ciphering right now.
She replaces Kaylin. Redhawks inbound from their baseline. Three-point look from the left wing is hit. That's Allison Coyo for three. She's got 9.5 off the bench. 1 minute to play, 44-21. Milton leading Baraboo. Looking for Deja White. Nice feed from Taylor Spurrell, but looked like that shot might have been blocked from behind by Coyo. Peyton Stelzer comes away with the loose ball, gets it back to White. White's first attempt, no good. Loose ball into the hands of Cameron Sierwinski. And she's looking to drive as well. Instead kicks it out. That's another three-point look from the wing for Krieger. No good. Caitlin Frank with the rebound. Gathers. looking to drive. Ball is poked out from behind, out of bounds. Baraboo will keep it. 40 seconds left here in the first half.
Boy, our last possession had some really nice looks. If we can make those connect, that will be golden.
Brooklyn Hill checks in for the Red Hawks, replacing Stockman. Taylor Spurls looking to inbound from under the Baraboo basket. Finds Caitlin Frank.
Beautiful. Oh.
Nice looking dish. Shot just missed, but she gets her own rebound. Puts it in. Caitlin Frank